People fundamentally would like to share passion, emotion, and creativity, and so on. So this is fundamental desire of a human being, which can be the strongest desire of the human being. And that's why entertainment has power to onboard billions of the people on chain. Aggressively speaking, Sonium can be the largest chain which has the largest distribution channel. Thanks to your amazing team such as Brocas, we have more than 150 infra and applications. Hello everyone, my name is Sota Watanabe. I'm CEO of Startel Group, and Startel Group created a joint venture between Sony Group, and the name is Sony Block Solution Lab. So I am a director of Sony Block Solution Lab and the director of Sonium. And today, thank you very much for joining the Brocas event. Brocas is one of the promising projects inside of the Sonium ecosystem. So I'm really excited to be here and talk about Sonium and what's coming. Yes, today I will be talking about Sonium and vision, mission, and current status and some of the use cases. So I will be talking about Sonium 2025. And as I said, Sonium is built by Sony Block Solution Lab, which is the joint venture between Sony Group HQ, located in Japan, and Startel Group. We launched the mainnet back in January 2025. We initiated this project 2 years ago, roughly. Our vision is to realize the open internet that transcends the boundaries. And our value is emotion, creative, and go mainstream. We are pretty much focusing on entertainment. So to make the long story short, Sonium is going to be the entertainment layer of the next internet. And the reason why entertainment matter is that right now, less than 1% of the people are using crypto blockchain today. I mean, on-chain. So pretty limited people. Original ethos of the crypto is to empower people and decentralization, right? So right now, aggressively speaking, crypto is used by very limited people, especially rich people and tech geeks. So we must onboard billions of the people on-chain. Otherwise, crypto is going to be just a toy, but it is not. So we have to prove in coming years. And the entertainment is very crucial to onboard billion of the people. I think Web3 crypto is already recognized as the next finance in the internet history. But the entertainment is pretty much missing. So I think people fundamentally would like to be connected. People fundamentally would like to share passion, emotion, and creativity, and so on. So this is fundamental desire of a human being. Which can be the strongest desire of the human being. And that's why entertainment has power to onboard billion of the people on chain. And eventually, one day, billion of the people are onboarded on chain. They are not going to take care of the blockchain, how to manage private key, how to access to different blockchains, and even more, right? So one of the core value we are focusing right now is go mainstream. Eventually, people are going to use blockchain, crypto, on-chain without knowing, without understanding the technical perspective of the on-chain, just like internet of today. Today, a lot of people are using internet, billions. But I bet that 99% of the people don't understand TCP/IP, TCP/IP, HTTP, and a fundamental protocol of the internet. But they are using it because it's convenient. Blockchain should be the same. So eventually people are going to use blockchain, on-chain, without knowing on-chain because it's convenient. So we are pretty much focusing on entertainment to onboard billion of the people. But we are still a baby phase because we launched a chain January this year. So still 4 months. And finance layer needed to be ready to onboard entertainment. So we have been strategically pretty much focusing on finance layer in the past 4 months. And right now we have a Uniswap. Abe governance has been already passed, and some of the key infrastructure are already ready, such as Chainlink, the Graph, Alchemy, Startale Cloud, and so on. And Startale is also providing account abstraction. We launched account abstraction feature yesterday because I believe that majority of the people will not manage private key and that they're gonna use Web2 ID to use Sonium or on-chain. So it is a fundamental functions to let the people use on-chain. Maybe I talked a lot, a lot about this. Yeah, tech stack. We are using OpiStack, and Sonium is the Ethereum layer 2, powered by OpiStack, joining the Superchain. I think OpiStack is the most stable and reliable Ethereum L2 stack in the market today. And we have been working closely with Optimism Foundation. And we are using Ethereum as the DA layer, data availability layer, and the ETH token is the ETH token is used for the gas fee. So all people who has ETH token can use Sonium. But we also deliver account abstraction. So through Paymaster and Bandra, which is the feature of account abstraction, any ERC token can be the gas fee, such as ASTAR token, such as USDC, USDT, and even beyond. We have a tier one infrastructure on the top of Sonium, such as Chainlink, the Graph, Blockscale, Bridge to USDC, and Alchemy, and even more. So I would say all things you can do on Ethereum can be done on Sonium as well. So join us and build on Sonium today. This is the very long term. 3 years is actually not long term, but in crypto market, it's super long term strategy. So in 2024 and 2025, we are pretty much focusing on Web3 users because still the people who are using crypto today is kind of very limited people who are familiar with Web3. So we are pretty much focusing on existing market, and we are focusing on finance first and the entertainment. And but from 2025, 2026, it's gonna be the mass adoption phase. So Web2 user acquisition is going to be the key. And these people don't care much about on-chain. So these people use on-chain without understanding on-chain and crypto, but they're gonna use it because application on the top of Sonium is reliable, convenient, and providing the value to users. So beyond 2026, we would like to provide sophisticated experience even beyond. One day, I think a lot of the people are going to use on-chain without knowing on-chain, as I said. And once the usability, UX and the UI is going to be a Web2 level, I think people are going to use Web3 service because of the incentive Web3 can generate, which can be token, which can be cashback, which can be community power, and so on. Sonium is EVM compatible, highly scalable, as you know. And one of the huge differentiator is the user base. Aggressively speaking, Sonium can be the largest chain which has the largest distribution channel. A lot of the people, including us, I mean me, I am a Web3 OG. I joined the blockchain space back in 2015, I think. And we have been developing a product which few people use. It's because a lot of the project, including us, we made a bunch of the mistake. A lot of the people start from tech and then try to find the customers. But eventually we should start from the distribution channel and the customers, and then we should make something people want. So we start from distribution channel and decide tech stack and making our use case and making our ecosystem and so on. So this is the huge difference. And I will be introducing some of the use cases we have today by leveraging the IP, entertainment, movie, picture, and so on. Our mission we have is to bring a Web2 people and a Web2 industry into Web3. There is a huge gap between Web2 and Web3 today. And the Web3 market is getting bigger and bigger, such as DeFi, SocialFi, GameFi, and more. But still, the traditional market is much bigger, much, much bigger. So we would like to be the bridge between Web2 and Web3. This is the status. So, as I said, we launched the mainnet January 2025. So, we are still a 4-month-old baby. However, thanks to amazing team such as Brocas, we have more than 150 infra and applications today within 4 months, which is great. And we have more than 7 million wallets. Roughly, we are generating more than 1 million daily transaction. If we compare these number with other project, I don't care much about the competition, but if we compare others with others, I think actually this on-chain metrics is stronger. And this is just the beginning, and we have a long-term plan and long-term strategy. When I say long-term, it's months or weeks. We have a plan. So in coming 2 weeks, new strategy will be announced. And in coming months, next strategy will be announced. So I think there will be more and more people will be joining Sonium and generating a lot of the transaction or consuming a lot. Really looking forward to seeing the on-chain interaction of the users. So this is the overview of the ecosystem map. We do have a bunch of the infrastructure. We are focusing on entertainment such as gaming and the DeFi. We have a bunch of the project and partners. And it's appendix. So I would like to introduce some of the entertainment project we are making right now. So actually, Sony is also building on-chain, such as Sblox. Sblox is the crypto exchange in Japan, owned by Sony. And SNFT is the NFT marketplace owned by Sony. And there is the fan marketing platform. Sony has a bunch of the musicians and talents. So fan marketing platform is the new engagement platform between fan and artist. And Sonium has some of the IP, such as Eyeball, Ghost in the Shell, Venom, and even more. When it comes to distribution channel, we are also closely working with LINE. So I would like to introduce the collaboration with LINE. It is a collaboration with LINE Yahoo Corporation, which is the parent company of the LINE, and LINE mini apps are available on Sonium. Right now, we have four or five mini apps on Sonium, such as Farm Friends or Suigochi, Puffy March, and more. And more and more project on the top of LINE can access to Sonium. This is also a great things when it comes to gaming. And when it comes to game, we are focusing on our on-chain gaming, but it's just a beginning. So we're gonna focus more on the gaming, and the Brocas is the important partner for us in this sense. We have Evermoon, Arcus, and a syndicate of Vigilantis. Sorry, it's difficult to pronounce for me. When it comes to gaming, I think we're gonna focus on the gaming in coming months. And we are pretty much focusing on the user experience technology such as account abstraction, layer 3, gas sponsorship, and beyond. And this is also a kind of flagship use case, Yoake. Yoake is the on-chain entertainment use case. There are a bunch of the artists or singers in Japan and in Asia, but there are few platforms that can interact with fan. And if let's say if there is the platform, but if artist is retired, the old record is going to be deleted or gone. So we would like to secure the all interaction data or contribution data blockchain, and we would like to actually reward the contribution through application. And the funny things which I saw 2 months ago or 3 months ago was a lot of the funds are using a mobile application or a web application, and they tweeted confirmation is slow, so maybe server is down on X. But it's because of the blockchain. So people are using application without knowing blockchain in the back end, so which is great things for us. So we would like to onboard these kind of the people, and we are using account abstraction behind Yoake as well. Because Web 2 people don't know how to manage private key, don't know how to install MetaMask, and so on. Another one is Utopia. Utopia is the decentralized IP ownership project. They would like they are making anime and manga, and if you have an NFT, the royalty will be distributed on chain. So usually, previously and right now, one company or several company make an organization, and that organization create anime or manga. And then even though fan is pretty passionate, even though fans support a lot, they don't get royalty. Mainly distributors and author of the movie or manga takes all. So we would like to make a interactive and more decentralized version of IP management. I'm owning a lot of the Utopia NFT, more than 10, I think. Coop Record is also one of the great example for music. And the music, they are a bunch of the indie musicians. And the Coop Record tokenize the right of the musicians and song. And based on the revenue IP generate, the NFT holder can be rewarded. We are pretty much focusing on entertainment layer, especially IP, music, and gaming. And very excited to see what's coming in coming months. As I said, it's still 4 months old, baby. So we are focusing on ecosystem growth. And the finance layer is almost ready. Uniswap is there. We do have a bunch of the native projects there. And we have Aave is going to be deployed. So after finance, we're gonna focus more on the entertainment layer. So really excited to see a new project on the top of Sonium, and really excited to work with the all talented builders. And if you are interested in Sonium, if you would like to get support, if you would like to make something new with us, feel free to reach out to us. And please talk with Tatsu. Tatsu is over there. Thank you very much for listening, and enjoy the event. Bye bye.